My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three. Absolutely appreciate you guys being part of it here on this Thursday, November 6th, 2025 edition. Yesterday afternoon, the Transportation Secretary Duffy held a press conference. Due to the government shutdown that he and President Trump claims totally is the Democrats' fault. Chuck Schumer in the Senate basically not allowing the 60-vote threshold to be reached. Five Democrats needed to cross over, vote with the Republicans and independents to reopen the government. Well, we have a problem in the skies. Air traffic controllers who monitor the radars to monitor airplanes in the air, especially over our airport. Landings, planes taking off, planes coming in. You got to pay these people. Well, guess what? Tomorrow, Friday, November 7th, they're not getting paid again. And many of them are having to take on other jobs to pay the bills. Secretary Duffy said, we don't want these people taking other jobs. We want them to get back to work. But until Washington reopens the government, we can't do that. So, they are, as of tomorrow, reducing flights by 10% at 40 major airports in the United States. Less flights, less planes in the air. You can get by with what air traffic controllers are willing to come to work with a kiss and a promise that they will get their back pay. But it's kind of interesting because as I researched it late last night, this morning, targeted airports, 40 of them, well, three of the largest airports that we have in this country. One in Washington, D.C., two in New York, are seeing a reduction in the number of flights. And it just happens to be the airports where Chuck Schumer takes off from Washington and lands in New York City. Chuck Schumer, of course, Senate Minority Leader, has the ability to convince five U.S. Democrat senators to open the government back up? Well, he's not doing it. Well, guess what? Schumer is going to have a more difficult time flying out of Washington and landing in New York because of what Donald Trump's transportation secretary implemented starting tomorrow. Other targeted U.S. senators, in other states that have to land when they get up in the air are also seeing cutbacks. I had to laugh when I saw the list and saw who they were targeting. Which cities, what states, based on these Democrats being able to fly home. Now, one of the Democrat senators, John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, yeah, they're not targeting any airports where he lands in Pennsylvania. Why? Because he's willing to stand with the Republicans and vote to open the government back up. Also kind of interesting, heading into Thanksgiving, 3 weeks from today. Well, Duffy said that they will have another assessment next Thursday, coming out with additional airports that they will be reducing flights by up to 20%. He said, every week the government shutdown continues, we will start reducing the number of flights by additional 10% each week. So basically, starting tomorrow, 10%, next Friday, 20%, Friday the 21st, right before Thanksgiving, 30%. The day after Thanksgiving, 40%. So basically, we would end up with half as many flights than we currently had heading into yesterday's announcement. Reduced number of flights, what happens? You get airplanes that are absolutely filled to the maximum of people wanting to fly. Number two, a lot of flights being canceled. You might not even be able to get on a flight. You wanted to fly home for Thanksgiving? Well, guess what? You might not be able to get a plane ticket. Very, very, very interesting what they're doing. Now, one other thing that I want you guys to think about. What can we possibly do here in the state of Michigan, where we've got the very liberal progressive Elisa Slotkin and Gary Peters, who's retiring as our U.S. senators right now? Both of them are voting to keep the government shut down. They've brought up the votes, and they voted against opening up the government. Well, Donald Trump is basically calling on Senator John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, it's time to implement the nuclear option. We need to get rid of the filibuster rule where the Senate must reach 60 votes to avoid a filibuster to move a bill forward to be able to vote on it. Trump says, eliminate it. Well, for years, this rule has been in place because what the Republicans will say, well, Mr. President, if we do that, if we set this precedent, then the Democrats, when they get back in control, they will do it as well. You know what Donald Trump said? If you don't do it, the Democrats will take back control in next year's midterm election. You're going to lose the majority in the Senate anyway. We may even lose the majority in the House. And then we will never, ever get a Republican majority in Washington, D.C. ever again. So go ahead and do it now. Let us get our agenda going. Let us get all of my appointments approved. Let's get the government back open. And let's work to replace Obamacare once and for all. we show the American people the good that we're going to do over the next year, we'll expand our majorities in next year's midterm. If we allow the Democrats to continue to keep the government shut down, they're going to try to blame it on Republicans anyway. We're going to lose the midterms. Donald Trump is saying, that's it. Enough is enough. Get rid of the filibuster rule and let's go. And to be honest, I agree with the president. Elections have consequences. Let the majority rule. Whoever's the majority, whether it's the Democrats or the Republican, they're going to have their way. So why stop Republicans from doing good things under President Trump's administration? End the filibuster, open the government back up, get all these people who are stuck on food stamps, the SNAP program, get them their food, get the airplanes back in the air, pay all the federal workers, pay the military, pay the police, pay everybody, and let's go. I agree with President Trump. It's time to get rid of the filibuster rule in the Senate and let the cards lie where they land. You know what? I agree with them. If they start doing what they want to do and get things done for the American people, I think the Republicans will win the election next year. Expand their majority in the House and expand their majority in the Senate. If you don't do it, they're going to blame you anyway. So take that option away from them. Well, we'll see what happens, because again, these rules, these changes by the Transportation Secretary Duffy regarding flights goes into effect at midnight tonight. Let's see how it affects the senator's abilities to get out of Washington, D.C. starting tomorrow, as they want to head home for the weekend. Let's see where this goes. Got a couple short stories to get to here in the final segment of today's show. Got a couple of announcements to make. We're going to take a short final break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just want to throw out there a couple of events. I just found out about this one. The Liberty leaders are meeting down in Owosso on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I have a flyer that if you would like it, it's free, open to the public. I've been invited to come down and participate in this event. It is being hosted by a bunch of great individuals. They have a keynote speaker. Dr. Lance Lanow is going to be the keynote speaker. Gubernatorial candidate Ralph Rebant will be there. Many other Republicans from around the state are going to be participating in this event. So, again, it's down in Owosso. I'm going to be heading down there Friday night. I have another meeting. Hopefully, we're trying to put together for Friday downstate. So I'm going to be heading down. I'll be getting a hotel room with Mr. Snoop, and we will be going to this event on Saturday. Liberty Leaders. If you'd like the flyer, just text me LL, Liberty Leaders. And it's down in Owosso. It's free. It's going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning and go until 3 p.m. on Saturday. Then, of course, I'll be back blowing leaves, getting ready for potentially this lake effect snow that could be coming starting late Saturday night, heading into Sunday. They're saying this brutal Arctic cold blast is coming down from Canada. It's going to hit the warm waters of Lake Michigan and just blow right straight across the snow belt. So from Lake Michigan here in Antrim County, right across through Gaylord, right across through Alpena, all the way to Lake Huron, northern tip of the Lower Peninsula, and the eastern part of the UP. They're saying Sault Ste. Marie could see anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. Snow belt is looking at 3 to 6 inches. So winter is on its way. So again, clear your driveways, sidewalks, porches, and decks. Get the leaves off at a bare minimum there so that you can get the snow and then use the shovel and the snow throwers. You'll be good to go for this Sunday night. But the temperatures are going to be in the mid-20s. High wind gusts, blowing snow. It's coming, folks. So we need to get ready. Going to be heading down to Traverse City. Again, going to be watching the final construction of these modular projects going on in Traverse City. Looking forward to talking about project coming to Alpena, Gaylord, other areas around our listening area, and being part of it, promoting it here on the radio station. We're excited. They got, looks like right now, clear and sunny skies down in Traverse City. A little bit cold, but they should be able to get the roof on before dark. So looking forward to seeing this process and having hopefully a meeting right after that, and then getting back and getting ready for this snowfall we're going to have. Want to remind you again, you just heard the commercial. Mike Lindell has got the sale on for you to be able to do your early Christmas shopping. 50, 60, 70, 80% off the website, mypillow.com, using the promo code TruckerRandy. One word, no space. I forgot to mention, text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the screenshot with the promo code on the website, mypillow.com, and the 800 number. You don't want to shop online on a computer, you can call the operator. She has the promo code already preloaded, and you can order away and save a ton of money. Again, 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off, plus free shipping. So we're excited that Mike's allowing us to do this through Thanksgiving, November 27th, 3 weeks from today. Lastly, want to mention that we have some events coming up at Liberty Mountain USA down in Farwell, Michigan. I talked with a promoter yesterday. We're going to be meeting down next week down there at the mountain. He wants to take a tour of it, visualize, kind of see the layout of it so that he can look at different groups and bands that we will be bringing to Liberty Mountain USA next year. 2026 calendar is being put together right now, and we hope to be talking about some really great groups, bands that will be coming to Northern Michigan. Again, this is the largest outdoor venue in North America. The owners claim that with parking, that they can accommodate up to 40,000 people attending an outdoor event concert. So, very exciting about what's going on up here in Northern Michigan. Many other projects we're working on. We're going to be talking about all these as they come online. Just absolutely hoping to expand developments, housing projects, putting more used homes into the housing market, and just grow our economy up here in Northern Michigan. We're excited, looking forward to being a part of it. So again, if you'd like the information to order for Mike Lindell's My Pillow Company, just text me MP. If you want the flyer for Liberty Leaders Conference tomorrow, or excuse me, Saturday, I said tomorrow earlier, Saturday, this Saturday, November 8th, it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. down in Owosso. Just text me LL, Liberty Leaders, and I'll send you the flyer. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM. WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergy.